July 4, Jesus cares, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. I point you to the only sure and unfailing protection. Ask God for Christ's sake to watch over and bless you and your dear children. He will do it. Sure is the promise. God, your heavenly Father, will be your husband at hand to counsel, to direct, and comfort as you need. Oh, ever seek for help in the Mighty One. His outstretched arm will save. Trying as your case may be, do not yield to despondency. Guard yourself here. Your heart may ache near to breaking, but trust on, hope on, for he doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. Lamentations 3:33. Never allow yourself to mourn. Be hopeful, be ever cheerful in God, and brighter morning will yet arrive. Patient continuance in well-doing will lead you through this world of sorrow and strife to glory and honor and eternal life. Have God within and God overhead, and you have nothing to fear. The Bible is a light to those who are in darkness. In the prospect of a blissful immortality held out to those who endure unto the end, you will find an elevating power, a strength which you need to resist evil. Be steadfast in the hour of trial, and you will gain at last a crown which will never fade away. You need guidance from above. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will never betray your trust. If you will ask help of God, you need not ask in vain. In order to encourage us to have confidence and trust, he comes near us by his holy word and spirit, and seeks in a thousand ways to win our confidence. But in nothing does he take more delight than in receiving the weak who come to him for strength. If we will find heart and voice to pray, he will be sure to find an ear to hear and an arm to save. There is not a single instance in which God has hidden his face from the supplication of his people. When every other resource failed, he was a present help in every emergency. God bless you, poor, stricken, wounded soul. Cling to his hand. Hold fast. He will take you, your children, and all your griefs and burdens if you will only cast them all upon him. Letter 42, July 4, 1875, to a sister who had recently lost her husband.